Hi guys, a beautiful morning to you all. Today's Bible reading is taken from 2 Kings 25 and 1 Chronicles 1. And our memory verse taken from 2 Kings 25, verse 28. He spoke kindly to him and gave him a more prominent seat than those of the kings who were with him in Babylon. Let's take a few moments to ask the Holy Spirit to open our eyes, open our ears, and open our hearts to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is going to be saying to us today. Now it came to pass in the ninth year of his reign, in the 10th month, on the 10th day of the month, that Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and all his army came against Jerusalem and encamped against it. And they built a siege wall against it all around. So the city was besieged until the 11th year of King Zedekiah. By the 9th day of the 4th month, the famine had become so severe in the land that there was no food for the people of the land. Then the city wall was broken through, and all the men of war fled at night by way of the gates between two walls, which was by the king's garden, even though the Chaldeans were still encamped all around the city. And the king went by the way of the plain. But the army of the Chaldeans pursued the king, and he overtook him in the plains of Jericho. All his army was scattered from him. So they took the king and brought him up to the king of Babylon at Riblah, and they pronounced judgment on him. Then they killed the sons of Zedekiah before his eyes, put out the eyes of Zedekiah, bound him with bronze feathers, and took him to Babylon. And in the 5th month, on the 7th day of the month, which was the 19th year of King Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, a servant of the king of Babylon, came to Jerusalem. He burned the house of the Lord and the king's house, all the houses of Jerusalem, that is all the houses of the great, he burned with fire. And all the army of the Chaldeans, who were with the captains of the guard, broke down the walls of Jerusalem all around. Then Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, carried away captives the rest of the people who remained in the city, and the defectors who had deserted to the king of Babylon with the rest of the multitude. But the captain of the guard left some of the poor of the land as vine dressers and farmers, the bronze pillars that were in the house of the Lord, and the carts and the bronze sea that were in the house of the Lord. The Chaldeans broke in pieces and carried their bronze to Babylon. They also took away the pots, the shovels, the trimmers, the spoons, and all the bronze utensils with which the priests ministered, the fire pans and the basins, the things of solid gold and solid silver the captain of the guard took away, the two pillars, one sea, and the carts which Solomon had made for the house of the Lord. The bronze of all these articles was beyond measure. The height of one pillar was 18 cubits, and the capital on it was of bronze. The height of the capital was 3 cubits, and the network and pomegranate all around the capital were all of bronze. The second pillar was the same, with a network. And the captain of the guard took Seraiah, the chief priest, Zephaniah, the second priest, and the 3 doorkeepers. He also took out of the city an officer who had charge of the men of war, 5 men of the king's close associates who were found in the city, the chief recruiting officer of the army who mustered the people of the land, and 60 men of the people of the land who were found in the city. So Nebuzaradan, captain of the guard, took these and brought them to the king of Babylon at Riblah. Then the king of Babylon struck them and put them to death at Riblah in the land of Hamath. Thus, Judah was carried away captive from its own land. Then he made Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, the son of Shaphna, governor over the people who remained in the land of Judah, whom Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, had left. Now, when all the captains of the armies, they and their men, heard that the king of Babylon had made Gedaliah governor, they came to Gedaliah at Mizpah. Ishmael, the son of Netaniah, Johanna, the son of Kariah, Seraiah, the son of Tanhumeth, the Netophiah, and Jazaniah, the son of Machatite, they and their men. And Gedaliah took an oath before them and their men and said to them, "Do not be afraid of the servants of the Chaldeans dwelling in the land, and serve the king of Babylon, and it shall be well with you." But it happened in the 7th month that Ishmael, the son of Netaniah, the son of Elishama, of the royal family, came with 10 men and struck and killed Gedaliah, the Jews as well as the Chaldeans who were with him at Mizpah. And all the people, small and great, and the captains of the armies arose and went to Egypt, for they were afraid of the Chaldeans. Now it came to pass, in the 37th year of the captivity of Jehoiachin, king of Judah, in the 12th month of the 27th day of the month, that Evil-Merodach, king of Babylon, in the year that he began to reign, released Jehoiachin, king of Judah, from prison. He spoke kindly to him and gave him a more prominent seat than those of the kings who were with him in Babylon. So Jehoiachin changed from his prison garment, and he ate bread regularly before the king all the days of his life. And as for his provisions, there was a regular ration given by the king, a portion for each day, all the days of his life. In this chapter, we see the coming to pass of the promise of God. Basically, the punishment that God prophesied upon the land of Judah. We see it come to pass during the reign of Jehoiachin through the hands of the king of Babylon. We move on to the next chapter. And in this chapter, this is the first book, the First Chronicles, chapter 1. In this chapter, I have thought a lot about why we need to read the names of the people in time past. And I've come to understand that it helps us understand patterns. Reading whose son was whose and how they came about, we understand that, okay, there's a certain form of pattern in some people's foundation. Many people don't know that many of the issues that are surrounding them, many of the things that they are going through right now, is because of a pattern that has been in their household for a very, very long time. But because they do not have a track record or know what has happened in time past, they are struggling with it, thinking it has been only on them, not knowing that it is something that has to do with their foundation. So it is important to read history and see the patterns and see the lives of people in time past, especially in our own lineage. Adam, Set, Enosh, Canaan, Mahalel, Jared, Enoch, Methuselah, Lamech, Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The sons of Japheth were Gomer, Magog, Madai, Javan, Tubal, Meshech, and Tiras. The sons of Gomer were Ashkenaz, Diphath, and Togarmah. The sons of Javan were Elisha, Tashisha, Kittim, and Rudanim. The sons of Ham were Cush, Mizraim, Puth, and Canaan. The sons of Cush were Seba, Avila, Sabta, Rama, Sabteca. The sons of Rama were Sheba and Dedan. Cush begot Nimrod. He began to be a mighty one on the earth. Mizraim begot Ludim, Anamim, Lehabim, Natubim, Patrusim, Kasluhim, from whom came the Philistines, and the Kaphtorim. Canaan begot Sidon, his firstborn, and Eth, the Jebusite, the Amorite, and the Girgashite, the Evite, the Arkite, and the Sinite, the Avadite, the Zemarite, and the Amatite. The sons of Shem were Elam, Asher, Arphaxad, Lut, Aram, Uz, Hul, Getha, and Meshech. Arphaxad begot Shelah, and Shelah begot Eber. To Eber were born two sons. The name of one was Peleg, for in his days the earth was divided, and his brother's name was Joktan. Joktan begot Almodad, Sheleph, Azaramavet, Jera, Adoram, Uzal, Dikla, Ebal, Abimelel, Sheba, Ophre, Avila, and Jobab. All these were the sons of Joktan. Shem, Arphaxad, Shelah, Eba, Peleg, Reu, Serug, Nahor, Terah. and Abram. Who is Abraham? The sons of Abraham were Isaac and Ishmael. These were their genealogies. The firstborn of Ishmael was Nebajot. Then Kedar, Adbeel, Nibsam, Nishma, Duma, Massa, Adad, Tima, Jetu, Naphish, and Kedema. These were the sons of Ishmael. Now the sons born to Keturah, Abram's concubine, were Zimran, Jokshan, Medan, Midian, Ishbak, and Shua. The sons of Jokshan were Sheba and Dedan. The sons of Midian were Ephah and Ephah, Anok, Abida, and Elda. All these were the sons of Keturah. And Abraham begot Isaac. The sons of Isaac were Esau and Israel. The sons of Esau were Eliphaz, Reuel, Jeush, Jalam, and Korah. And the sons of Eliphaz were Teman, Omar, Zephi, Gatam, and Kenaz. And by Timna, Amalek. The sons of Reuel were Nahat, Zerah, Shama, and Miza. The sons of Seir were Lotan, Shobal, Zibion, Anna, Dishon, Ezer, and Dishan. And the sons of Lotan were Ori and Omam. Lotan's sister was Timna. The sons of Shobal were Alian, Manahath, Ebal, Shephi, and Onam. The sons of Zibion were Aja and Anna. The sons of Anna was Dishon. The sons of Dishon was Amran, Eshban, Itran, and Cheran. The sons of Ezer were Bilhan, Zavan, and Jakan. The sons of Dishan were Uz and Aran. Now these were the kings who reigned in the land of Edom before a king reigned over the children of Israel. Bela the son of Beor, and the name of his city was Dinhaba. And when Bela died, Jobab the son of Zerah of Bozrah reigned in his place. When Jobab died, Husham of the land of the Temanites reigned in his place. And when Husham died, Adad the son of Bedad, who attacked Midian in the field of Moab, reigned in his place. The name of his city was Avith. When Adad died, Samla of Masrika reigned in his place. And when Samla died, Saul of Rehoboth by the river reigned in his place. And when Saul died, Baal-Anan, the son of Achbor, reigned in his place. And when Baal-Anan died, Adad reigned in his place. And the name of his city was Pai. His wife's name was Metabel, the daughter of Matred, the daughter of Mezhab. Adad died also, and the chiefs of Edom were Chief Timna, Chief Alia, Chief Jethath, Chief Aholibama, Chief Ela, Chief Pinon, Chief Kenaz, Chief Teman, Chief Mibza, Chief Magdiel, and Chief Iram. These were the chiefs of Edom. In this chapter, going through the names, we see from who rose certain cities and certain lands and certain tribes. We see where the Midianites came from. We see where the Jebusites came from. We see where the Amorites came from. We see where the Evites came from. Who were the children that these tribes arrived from? We see that from the sons of Noah, Noah's great-grandchildren, they were the ones that formed the Jebusites, the Amorites, the Girgashites, the Evites, the Arkites. So now we know that, okay, they were brothers. We see that from the line of Abraham was the one that came Midian. So when we read their war, about their war and taking their land, we see that these were just simply brothers taking their lands, taking their brothers' lands, taking their father's son's land, literally fighting and killing themselves for something that was not really worth it. This is one of the importance of reading history. Another importance of reading history is to understand the backstory of some things. So now we see that, okay, if the Midianites have some kind of beef against Isaac of or Ishmael, we see that it was because they were step siblings and they had some sort of backstory or something that caused them to be against each other. And this is how we enter this Bible study. I hope you guys have a great day. Feel the inviting of the Holy Spirit into your daily activities. I love you, and Jesus loves you even more.